Do whatever he tells you. These words of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the last words recorded of her in sacred scripture, are found in the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 2, verse 5. When last May 4th, Pope Francis had Mass at the North American College. That's when he had announced that he was going to canonize Junipero Serra in the course of his visit to the United States. He preached at the Mass, and among other things, he said this: "There are three key aspects to the life and example of Fray Junipero: his missionary zeal, his Marian devotion, and his witness of holiness." And he said, Friar Junipero entrusted his missionary activity to the Blessed Virgin Mary. We know that before leaving for California, he consecrated his life to Our Lady of Guadalupe, who appeared there on the hill of Tepeyac, Guadalupe, in the year 1531. And he asked her for the grace to open the hearts of the colonizers and of the indigenous peoples, because this was the reason for the mission he was about to begin. In this prayer of his, we can still see this humble Franciscan kneeling in front of the Mother of the True God, the Morenita, who brought her son to the New World. The image of Our Lady of Guadalupe was and has been present in the 21 missions that Junipero founded along the coast of California. Since then, Our Lady of Guadalupe has become, in fact, the patroness, the empress of the whole American continent. You cannot separate her from the hearts of the American people. She represents our shared roots in this land of America. Indeed, today's mission to the continent of America is entrusted to her, the first and holy missionary disciple, a constant presence and companion, our source of comfort and hope, for she always hears and protects her American children. St. Junipero Serra's great devotion to Mary should, I think, inspire us and should penetrate deep into our own hearts what her mission was. It's often said of her, of course, that she was the one, especially in those first 9 months after Gabriel gave her the news of the Annunciation, and she was carrying within her a Christ, how she provided for him in those 9 months, the feet to bring the good news, the hands to touch and heal, the eyes to look with compassion. Remember that beneath her immaculate heart, his sacred heart was formed. A beautiful thought that she was, in many ways, his instrument for the beginning of the salvation of our world. And how we can look on this wonderful and precious woman, the most beautiful of God's creation. As Wordsworth said, our tainted nature's solitary boast. As an inspiring example for all of us. At every Mass, there's a dismissal that has been part of what the liturgy in the Eastern Rites as well as the Latin Rite always maintained. This dismissal isn't just announcing the obvious, the Mass has ended. But no, it comes from the word missio, which means to send. And we are at end of every Mass sent to bring this Word of God that should penetrate our lives and this presence of Christ in the Holy Eucharist that should be deep within us to our world that needs this so very desperately. And Mary can teach us how to do this and the way to do it. When the beatification of Blessed Teresa of Calcutta took place, Cardinal Sarajevo Martins, who's Portuguese, he was the prefect of the Congregation for the Causes of the Saints, preached the homily. He told a true story. When Mother Teresa was going about her business in Calcutta, picking up people out of the gutters, she came upon this woman, obviously diseased, lying there in a gutter in Calcutta. And she immediately, with her help of a companion, lifted her up and put her on her cart to take her to her hospice. And the woman was cursing, using the most vile language, filled with filth and obscenity, and cursing all the gods of the Hindus and everybody that's possible to curse. And they brought her to the hospice, where she had gangrenous legs, and there were actually maggots there that they had to clean out. They washed her up, and she was ceaselessly cursing. And all the other sisters, missionaries of charity there, were terrified of her. So Mother Teresa herself personally took care of her, washed her up and cleaned her up, and she was ceaseless in her cursing. They brought in, of course, a doctor and a nurse, and they said, "This is a terminal, it's fatal, she's going to die. We'll give her something to ease her pains, and that's all we can do for her. She's at the end." And she cursed incessantly. And Mother Teresa lovingly took care of her, emptied her bedpans, bandaged her wounds, put the ointment on her, and took care of her constantly in the face of this cursing. One day, this lady looked at her and said, "Why are you doing this?" And Mother Teresa said, "Because my God told me to." And she said, "Your God? Who is your God? I'd like to know your God." And Mother Teresa leaned over and kissed her on the forehead and said, "You already know him. His name is love." This lady was gradually converted from her cursing. And Mother Teresa would talk to her and say, "This God of mine, who is love, walked on our earth, and he told us about this special kind of bath, that if you take it, you can see him and be happy with him forever." And at any rate, in the event, after some more instructions, she received baptism and she died. But that's a true story, but it's also a parable. That lady represents our world, our culture. So evil and wicked and cursing, doesn't even know that it needs salvation. But like Mother Teresa, it's our job to bring a Christ to this blaspheming world and to change it. And with his help and his grace, we can do that. And it's the Blessed Virgin Mary who can teach us how. We might not be extraordinary people. She was the most ordinary of women, I guess. She went shopping and dusted the house and did the laundry and the ordinary things that housewives do. Yet she's the greatest of all of God's creatures, the most splendid of all his saints, the queen of all the angels. And so this wonderful gift of God that when he walked on earth gave us on the cross, this mysterious woman of the apocalypse with the crown of 12 stars, with the moon beneath her feet, glowing with the sun. This wonderful and splendid, mysterious woman of the theology of St. John and St. Paul. In the fullness of time, God sent forth the Son born of a woman. Woman, behold your Son. What is it to me and to you, woman? And that's this woman who always points to him and says, "Do whatever he tells you." This wonderful gift of the Blessed Virgin Mary that was so much of an inspiration for Saint Junipero Serra, and who has inspired, and by her prayerful help, obtaining grace from God, has inspired missionaries throughout the world and should inspire us. Should inspire us to live our vocation wherever God has situated us in the way that's most suitable, so that we too can be the ones who provide them with feet to bring the good news and hands to touch and heal and eyes to look with compassion and to provide with him in this cursing, blaspheming, and dismal world of ours, can provide for him the means by which he can bring love and happiness and joy and peace. I think that we should then look again and again at Mary and be inspired by the missionary efforts of St. Junipero Serra. that great love that he had for Our Lady that inspired him and pushed him and his companions, as I mentioned, they like to call themselves the Troubadours of Mary, and how they could, in that means, bring so many good things to the western part of our continent, the western part of our country, and how they could convert California. At the end of his life, Junipero Serra had baptized more than 30,000 Indians and who voluntarily became Catholic and had helped to realize some of his dream of being the kind of missionary that represents the values of Father Juan de Padilla and the whole hundreds of thousands of saints and angels who have been the instruments of bringing God to our world. We must remember Mary is totally derived from and points to Christ. As Archbishop Fulton Sheen used to say, the moon is just a burnt-out cinder, gets all its heat and light from the sun. And so Mary, too, is a creature like we are. She called herself the lowly handmaid, but she got all her light and all her warmth from the sun, which was her son, the son of justice, the son of God. So let us pray to the Blessed Virgin Mary to fill our lives with the things that she wants us to have so that we can obey her when she tells us to do whatever he tells us to do. God seems to love to work in paradoxes. Our whole religion is one of paradox. There were, at the beginning, those shepherds that had to listen to angels to find a lamb. And there were wise men who had to follow a star to find wisdom. And there was this new mother, who remained ever a virgin. And there was on the cross the King of the universe crowned with thorns and a divine carpenter hammered to wood. And there was this author of life who was put to death. God seems to revel in paradox. And there on Mount Calvary, where our redemption took place, God wanted to undo what happened eons before in that place called Eden. Because there was a man and there was a woman and there was a tree, and that was when the disaster occurred. And then he undid it there on that mountain called Golgotha. There was a man and there was a woman and there was a tree, the tree of the cross. That woman's name was Mary. And she saw what happened to her divine son to expiate what happened so long ago in that other garden with that other tree. I think that when they brought her down from the cross, I'm sure she prayed in her heart, O sinful world, as God it pleases, I give you here my son, my Jesus. And so let us be inspired by Junipero Serra's devotion to Mary and to be ourselves in some sense a troubadour of Mary, and to bring at every Mass the consciousness of that dismissal being a placing of a responsibility upon us, to bring Christ that we encounter at Mass to the world that's like that woman in the gutter of Calcutta cursing and not even understanding what her need is and what the possibilities are of salvation. We can do it. We can be charged to do that. So let's put into our lives then the words that she gave us, as Fulton Sheen likes to say, the very last words recorded of her in Scripture. Do whatever he tells you. Amen.